Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, defining and setting financial goals. In this session, we are going to discuss what it takes to have a good financial life and also discuss some goals that should be part of that good financial life. Defining your financial goals can be difficult, just like reaching them. Defining your goals should be an ongoing process because they may change over time. Let's start with some general ideas that could be part of the definition of a good financial life. Here are some of the long-term goals that many people have: owning and living in a nice home, being able to afford to travel and nice vacations, saving enough to have a financially secure retirement, paying less in income tax, earning more on their investments, being able to afford college educations for their children, and having assets to pass on to their heirs. These are all important goals, the costs of which can be determined by making some assumptions and using a calculator. But there is more to a good financial life than just long-term goals that can be calculated. There are short-term and intermediate-term goals that should be taken into account, including being able to afford a comfortable home in a safe neighborhood, whether the home is rented or owned, driving a nice and reliable car, being able to afford gifts for loved ones, taking nice but not extravagant vacations, accumulating some net worth, getting out of debt, and starting the process of saving for retirement and college educations. There are also intangibles that should be considered. You will probably want a feeling of being in control of your finances, to handle your finances without too much stress, a feeling that you are making progress toward your long-term goals, not having to worry about money, not spending too much time and effort handling your day-to-day finances, knowing you are doing the right things financially and not making mistakes. In total, you want to have financial peace of mind. Reaching these goals takes patience and time. All of these goals can be within your reach, but they take effort. The key is to start early, learn as you go, make fully informed decisions, avoid major mistakes, and balance all your goals. Learning to manage your finances wisely can be different than learning most skills. Learning to ride a bike is relatively simple. You get on, balance yourself, pedal, and use your brakes. There are very few variables. With your finances, there are many variables, and they change over time. You have different jobs and income levels, your expenses change, there can be unexpected expenses, the investment markets fluctuate, the tax rules change, and your goals change. Some of these changes you can control, and others you cannot. In addition, our minds are not naturally accustomed to thinking about finances the way we need to. We all tend to want immediate gratification. Achieving financial goals, whether they are long-term, short-term, or intangible ones, requires that we make decisions that balance short-term and long-term priorities. The good news is that all of the tools needed to achieve your goals are available. The information to improve your financial literacy is readily available. You have access to all the products and services you need, and time can be on your side. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.